Episode 5, The Split Cage Method with Gerbils. Hi, I'm Cece, and welcome to Paw Podcasts. Today I'm going to teach you about the split tag / split cage method and how to use it with gerbils. Great, let's get started. First of all, I would like to tell you that the split cage method is not the only method of bonding gerbils. It's the most accurate, and basically the only other method there is putting them together and see if it works out. However, this will just put them together, and gerbils are very territorial and will fight on sight. It can be fatal and result in great injuries if you do this method. So, then if you don't want your gerbils to fight to death, should we do the split cage tank method? If so, let me tell you all about it. Let's start with the basics. Of course, I'm just telling you, the split cage / split tank method doesn't always work. Sometimes gerbils are just not good bonds. And in that case, you might have to let them live separately, or in the worst case, you have to let them live alone. Well, they're very territorial. They're very territorial animals, of course. So this is why you should do the split cage, split tank method. Now, once I told you this, what exactly is the split cage, split tank method? So, the split cage, split tank method is when you'll make or buy or get a split divider cage, which you can see on galaxyofpets.com, some tips on how to make, and my own bonding cage, splitter with that I used on Pom Pom and Primrose and Pipsqueak. But there's some, I can tell you more about this later, and just go check it out on the website galaxyofpets.com. But before, I would like you to know a bit more about this. First of all, you should get some gerbil safe wood, so probably not something that is harmful to them. I will add some things about that and some safe woods on the website, so go check it out. Next, you should use some chicken wire, or sometimes you can use bars, but I wouldn't suggest bars as much as they're more likely to chew on them. Chicken wire might be a safer and easier option, as you're probably going to want one layer of wood strip on the bottom and then the chicken wire in the middle connecting to the other side, and then one on the top to secure. I also don't suggest gluing, as sometimes the gerbils might like nibble it or lick it or chew it, and it's quite harmful. So instead, I would do some staple guns, maybe not tape because it's very bad in quality, of course, and also might get stuck in your gerbil's face and peel off, and you don't want that. Also, when creating your splitter, then you might want to check that you actually made accurate measurements for the side of your tank cage, and that there's no gaps for the gerbils to squeeze in, because gerbils are excellent squeezers and they will go and squeeze into anything they can. Also, make sure that it's stable and it's not wobbling around too much, because especially if they're digging, they'll have a lot of pressure on it and it can might like collapse on them, and you don't want your gerbil to end up as a pancake. Next, I want to explain the method more evenly. So basically, once you have your divider, you're going to put it in the middle of the cage, and you're going to split the cage into two parts, side one and side two. You're going to have about 4 to 5, 6 centimeters of bedding and slightly bit of hay that they might want to munch on and play in, or anything else like toilet paper or shredded bits that you may have in stock. So you'll put a little bit of bedding. You shouldn't put too much bedding, because if you have too much bedding, they're just going to go wild and dig all day, and they won't have chance to look through the bar and bond with the opposing gerbil. The split cage method really wants your gerbils to be looking at each other, sniffing each other, sort of like examining each other in their habitats, and that will get them to bond easier and to understand that they're not so bad. So, you also need one bottle on each side. So, if you don't have many other spare bottles, you might want to get some because you can't just put water on one side of the cage and not on the other side because the poor gerbil on that side is going to be dehydrated. Next, you might want to put some hideouts. If you have no hideout, your gerbil's just going to be quivering in fear at the end of the cage, and you don't really want that. You want them to have a nice, safe place for them to hide out, sleep in, chill in. I suggest either a wooden bridge or some sort of nest created, although they're not that great of quality because, as most gerbil owners know, gerbils will chew through anything. They will eat anything, they'll chew through anything. I bought my gerbils a little hay nest from a nice store that looked really pretty and cute. They chew through it in literally 10 minutes of buying. So I don't suggest that. I suggest if you have any cardboard that's laying around that's quite clean and not that stickers or any writing on it, you might want to take some of that, make like a little arch, or if you already have an arch shape, you can sort of make like a little hut. The next thing that you should do to increase your gerbil bonding is to put the arches like next to each other. Like, even though this is the separator, you pretend it's like one big tunnel. Because if you have that tunnel, even if they got spooked out by something, and gerbils will get spooked out by a lot of things, so they'll go in their tunnels and they can still look at each other. So it's like they're really together in the cage. Next, put some food around the cage. Maybe put some scattered seeds around, because there's not as much bedding as maybe they have in other cages, which means they won't have as much to do, as much to dig. And they're also kind of suspicious of the other gerbils, so you don't want them to be staring at each other all day. So I suggest sprinkle something around. Don't put it in a food bowl, because first of all, every time I tried to put something in a food bowl, the gerbil ends up kicking a bunch of bedding into it, and it's really frustrating, or it like disappears under bedding somewhere. So, and sprinkle it around, because that way they can forage for it, and it keeps them busy. I think that's it. My gerbils don't like wheels. Like, they don't see any pleasure in it. It also takes up a lot of space in your split cage, and already the split cage is quite small, so I don't suggest putting wheels unless, of course, you have a nice small one that your gerbil possibly can't live without of and they love it. Then in that case, go on ahead, but just think about if it's necessary for them. I think that's good. Next, I want to talk about moving them over. So basically, we do something where we swap sides. So let's say Pom Pom is on side one and Primrose and Pipsqueak are on side two. Then I would just two or three times a day, or I guess one time if you don't do it, but I recommend at least two times a day, because you don't want them also to spend too much time in there and start to like territorialize that area, but it's up to you basically. I switch mine about two times a day, three times sometimes, but mostly around one or two times. And for example, I would move Pom Pom over to the baby's side. I would move the baby's to Pom Pom's side. That way it's not her side anymore. It's also the baby's side. And that lets them to be more open with their sides and less territorial. And they sleep in each other's nests. They have to smell each other's scents. And that's really useful because the gerbils, they accept members by their scent. That's literally how they do it. Next, also a little bit about playdates. So if you've been going for a couple, 3 or 4 or 5 days, and you think they're going well and they're showing positive signs, which I will explain later on the website, you might think it's time for a playdate. A playdate will include either some sort of tub. It's better to use something that's not their cage. That way they're not as protective and it's neutral grounds. So either you can get like a tub with some bedding, sort of let them play around. This is not my top priority priority and the best option, because for example, if I have my small gerbils, they might get stuck in there and I might not be able to take them out as much because I'm not that tame with them yet. So I suggest a playpen, which you can see that I have purchased on galaxyofpets.com, and you can see the whole layout of it, how I decorated it, and how you could get similar playpens. Mine is quite big, but you don't need as big of a playpen. I would just say give it some good space, but it doesn't have to be ginormous. Next, also, the second you see a negative sign, so side arching, biting, unwanted nibbling and grooming, jumping, and relentive and really quick, dangerous chasing. The second that happens, remove the gerbil that is mostly causing it, and the victims should stay in there for a little while. You put the gerbils back in the split cage and basically try again another day. My first play day only lasted for about 5 minutes, but then my other play dates, my first play day lasted about 3 minutes. So the next play day lasted by 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, 15, and soon 20, 30, and an hour. After play dates, you do the next step, which is sleepovers. So choose one side of the cage for both the gerbils to go on and sleep together. If you haven't practiced on a non-neutral cage before, you might want to do some play dates of that before you do a sleepover. Next, let's talk about taming and bonding your gerbils, especially if you're getting a new one that you haven't seen or haven't played with before. So, with Princess and Pom Pom, I didn't do the split cage method since they're already sisters and no taming was needed, or no bonding extra, I would say, was needed. But with my two new baby gerbils, Primrose and Pipsqueak, they needed some bonding because Pom Pom would not accept them just like that. So they were quite tame already. Pom Pom and Princess, they were not tame already. They were completely wild. They were very anxious and stressed out. I think that was also because they had a really big cage with lots of digging space, so they were more frightened. And at the pet store, they had a huge cage with digging space, and they hardly spent time with humans, unlike this other cruel store that I got my gerbils from, and I rescued them from there, where I got my gerbils, and they had some really small cage with like 3 centimeters of bedding and like 7 gerbils running around there, while Pom Pom and Princess were only the pair there. That also caused them to be more tame and more easy to handle and less scared of humans, which so that affects you too. I would suggest trying to hand tame gerbils even in the split cage process, because it will be quite useful, especially if you have to separate them, and if you can't scoop them up, it's going to be an issue. I'd like to talk about food and what you need to make sure your gerbils have some nice food, especially in adopting new ones. One tip I suggest is that your pet store might have fed the gerbil something different than what you feed, and big diet changes can really affect the gerbil in their health and in stress and in anxiety. So I would suggest asking one of the workers if you could buy some of food that they were eating. For example, with my Pom Pom and my Princess, I got them the grain mix they had at the store, and they still eat it like to this day, and I'm starting to introduce it to the babies. Occasionally, if I find something else, I'll mix it slightly, and that's also how you can like preview new food, because you don't want to just like give them one new food one day, because it can like, affect their health. And so you might want to give slight little pieces and mix it slowly into it. Then with Pipsqueak and Primrose, they had more of like a pellet food, which I would not say is the best for gerbils. Gerbils should have seeds and grains, some different pellet things, some different mealworms and snacks and seeds in their diet, but mostly let's keep it to that. They can occasionally have treats and wet foods, but not as much as guinea pigs or hamsters. Then the gerbils, the baby gerbils, they had these pellets, as I said, and that was like their only food. So instead, I gave them like a couple pellets the first day, and after I let them try some of my food, and totally already, they realized they had better food and kind of like dropped the whole pellet idea. But of course, I still feed them pellets because it's good for their teeth, especially those ones that I had. Puffin kind of like nibbled on it, but I want her to try it too, especially if she's going to be sharing a cage with them and she doesn't want to be jealous that they have something else, even if it's not that as good. Anyways, I think that's a wrap for this month's podcast. Feel free to check Apple Podcasts this monthly or every month for new podcasts coming soon. Check galaxyofpets.com for anything I mentioned in this video because it'll surely be on the website. Mostly on the Rodentia and other fact pages. Please make sure that your gerbil has all these things that I just mentioned, and good luck for gerbil bonding. For more info, just check galaxyofpets.com. We have so much stuff on there that relates to this video, and you might want to double check some facts over there. Thanks for watching, and check Paw Podcasts and Apple Podcasts for new videos. Remember that on ourgalaxyofpets.com, we have so much info on small rodents, we have ponies and cats and different exotic animals that will be featured in the spotlight where we are currently featuring bearded dragons and axolotls. Also, if check Rodentia, you'll find almost all I talked about in this video, and we can check with photos, with products reviews, with facts, and with essays about this. Now, last thing before you go, I want to make sure that if you ever need anything to do, check galaxyofpets.com because there's just so much information there and adorable photos of these gerbils that I talked about in the video. If you're just like the podcast and don't really want to learn that much about more, I suggest you check out our profile features that I have recently added. We have different profile features where you can change your avatar with mailbox features. We have the bank page where you can simulate using currencies and virtual pets, which is our main game on galaxyofpets.com that you can buy pets, you can feed pets, you can care for pets like if they're real. We also have limited edition and VIP only pets, which you can enter the VIP lounge for free for some of them. If you're a VIP, make sure that you have your daily bonuses each day. Don't waste time on claiming those, because that your bonus prize is 1,000 per day. So make sure you get those. As I said, virtual pets, awesome game. We have had so many updates. It's outstanding anyways. You can also buy special featured pets like the Valentine's Pet Pack that just expired a couple days ago, and the Harry Potter Pet Pack, which has been added soon. So, thank you for watching, and remember, check galaxyofpets.com in our three most content-filled pages. Rodentia, Planet Purr, and Planet Pony. Check there for content and check everywhere else for fun games, interesting features, and cool puzzles. Thank you for watching again, and bye-bye.